This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off our number three in studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about rooftop solar. And, well, St. Elon, patron saint of Musk cronyism, he's not happy because apparently, according to Bloomberg New Energy Finance, the installation rate of rooftop solar is declining to like 2%. It had exploded over the last 6 years to as much as 900%, according to one estimate. I'd like to see what the other estimates say.
Right.
But, you know, no matter how you wind up, you know, doing the math here, it's undeniable that a lot of people wound up installing rooftop solar panels. And, again, the article from the New York Times says that there were a number of factors driving driving the installation, but also driving the reversal, including saturation in markets like California, as well as financial woes of top solar panel makers. And why would they be having financial woes? Maybe the fact that they've oversaturated certain markets where people are getting tax credits and being incentivized to do something that they wouldn't otherwise do?
Right. That's the whole scheme in all this. But let's go back to that last confusing sentence that we hit just before the news.
Yes.
Utilities argue that rules allowing private solar customers to sell excess power back to the grid at the retail price, a practice known as net metering, can be unfair to homeowners who do not want or cannot afford their own solar installations.
So let's sort of, instead of just translating this sentence, let's explain this a little bit more.
Sure.
So, Chris, you wind up calling up Elon Musk Enterprises because, you know, they're the only ones that really offers a good deal on rooftop solar. And you say, Mr. Musk, even though I don't like you and I don't like your company's business practices, I really want some of this rooftop solar. Can I have your people come put a solar panel or five on my roof here?
Right.
And they say, all right, sure. And then you wind up calling up, you know, whatever the power company is here in New Hampshire, and you tell them, hey, I got some solar panels put onto my roof. I'm going to need you to buy the excess energy
right
here. And they say, all right, well, we'll do that because we're required to, because, you know, we're basically, we've got a monopoly here, and
they say, we got to do it, so
we've got to do it. But, again, we've got a monopoly, so you can't really argue, and we can't argue against it, because, you know, we're also cronyist, because, you know, we like cronyism.
Okay, anyway, so the energy company buys,
yeah. The electric company buys any excess that Chris has, and if he has not enough, then he winds up buying some electric from the power company.
Wait, so it's where kind of a win-win. Elon Musk make his money?
Elon Musk makes money from selling the solar panels and government subsidies.
Elon Musk makes his money from government subsidies because nothing Elon Musk actually sells
is profitable.
Actually is profitable if you remove the government part.
Right. And let's finish deciphering the rest of this statement. So then I wind up calling the power company and say, you know, it's really unfair that you're giving Chris money for that extra energy that he's creating. You should give me extra money, too. It's just unfair.
Now, the only way this makes sense is that I know that you, Daryl, are actually a lobbyist.
Yes.
You Daryl runs an organization called Liberty Lobby LLC.
Yes.
Where he lobbies on behalf of liberty issues. And it's
right.
a great thing, and I'm happy to donate to Daryl every month.
Right. And but you know, well, as a lobbyist, I would not be arguing either way on this because, again, as I said with you know the healthcare thing, the options currently presented before any government entity,
right.
none of them are good you know freedom options.
None of them are.
That there is not a get the government out of this option.
But I think what we have here is not the customers calling back in going, you know, it's really unfair that Chris gets some money back on his bill. I don't think customers are doing that. What the people that are doing that are telling people this is going on, are the utility company lobbyists. They're the ones that are saying, you know, it's just not fair to these other consumers.
I'm rereading the sentence here, and it actually says the utilities are arguing that it's not fair to the other companies. So it'd be
through their
lobbyists or Vermont Power or whoever saying, you know, it's not fair to some of our customers
right?
that other customers are getting money from us. And it would be the same as if they wound up saying, you know, it's really not fair that the guy that has the 500,000 square foot mansion on the lake pays more for his utility every month than the guy that's got the 500 square foot cabin in the woods.
Yeah.
It's not fair that people aren't paying the same for their energy. That's basically their argument in reverse, but they're never going to make that argument.
No, but they know that that's how you get the attention of any politician is to say, you know, it's really not fair to some of your constituents. It's you could lose votes over this. That's the implied threat. That's
right.
always the implied threat. You run the risk of losing your seat. Their efforts have
Though we know that you know there's not really much of a threat of anybody losing their seat because 90% of politicians that seek re-election wind up getting re-elected.
Right. Yeah.
Because who draws the boundaries? The politicians do.
There you go. Their efforts have met with considerable success, dimming the prospects for renewable energy across the United States. Prodded in part by the utilities campaign, nearly every state in the country is engaged in a review of its solar energy policies. Since 2013, Hawaii, Nevada, Arizona, Maine, and Indiana have decided to phase out net metering, crippling programs that spurred explosive growth in the rooftop solar market. Nevada recently reversed its decision. Many more states are considering new or higher fees on solar customers. Quote, we believe it's important to balance the needs of all our customers, unquote. Jeffrey Ostermeyer of Edison Electric Institute, the most prominent utility lobbying group, said in a statement. The same group of investor-owned utilities is now poised to sway solar policy at the federal level. Brian McCormick, a top executive at the Edison Institute, is Energy Secretary Rick Perry's chief of staff. The Energy Department did not make Mr. McCormick available for an interview. In April, Mr. Perry ordered an examination of
that's
power.
That's being Secretary, Energy Secretary Rick Perry, not me.
Not Daryl W. Perry of Free Talk Live. In April, Rick Perry ordered an examination of how renewable energy may be hurting conventional sources like coal, oil, and natural gas, a study that environmentalists worry could upend federal policies that have fostered the rapid spread of solar and wind power. Charged with spearheading the study due this summer is Mr. McCormick. There's no doubt these utilities are out to kill rooftop solar, and they're succeeding, said David Pomerantz, executive director of the Energy and Policy Institute, a renewable energy advocacy group. They're now driving the agenda. So, yeah, here we have, on one hand, the green side, which is
right.
promoting solar, even though it's not profitable, and they're
right.
saying that we have to take money from some people and give it to others, we have to redistribute wealth just so we can say we have more solar, even though when you look at the worldwide usage, the worldwide generation of power, solar plus wind does not move the needle. It is it's a statistically it's 0% globally, of our power actually comes from wind or solar, but it doesn't have emissions, and if you support you know, the Paris Accords, and if you support Al Gore and you think that the Earth is about to burst into flames from global warming, then you're going to be on that side.
But if the Earth burst into flames, that's more heat to generate power thanks to these solar panels. So shouldn't we want more of them plus the flames?
I want to be left alone.
Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at airlife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And have you ever wanted to start your own website or blog, but you've not been able to put that idea into action? Well, you're in luck, because HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-per-week, over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator also has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get that special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. We've been talking about solar, specifically the decline in the implementation of rooftop solar, where, according to the New York Times, over the last 6 years, according to one estimate, the rate of installation increased by as much as 900%. Now, again, it depends on how you wind up calculating that percentage, because if you start at 1 and then you wind up at, or if you start at 0 and wind up at 1, well, technically that's an infinite increase.
Right.
So, you know, the way some of these calculations are done are questionable. And again, that's according to one estimate.
Right.
Not a bunch of estimates, or the, you know, industry recognizes that the increase is X.
But I think anybody who lives in warmer climates, sunnier climates, who's been there for the last 20 years could tell you that, yeah, those things have been going up all over the place.
Right, and I've even noticed here in New Hampshire some places that wind up having solar.
Sure.
Recently up in Lancaster, I noticed that the town of Lancaster has several solar panels that, you know, they're the ones that change direction so that it can follow the sun,
follow the sun.
What's on your roof? Probably not following the sun. So if...
What's on the roof, I have to say, they're so ugly.
You don't like the look of that?
No, some of them, it just looks like a random Tetris block, like, landed on your roof. You know, it just it looks funky.
Be good if it had the thing.
But, you know, if you're in a northern climate and there's not a side of your house that faces south, well, rooftop solar's probably not something you want to go with, because it's not going to be facing in a direction that gets maximum sun.
Yeah, I've got a couple of friends up here, and again, we're in New Hampshire, so, but... You know, they both have wide open southern facing areas that they were able to do this in, but they're not producing a lot. And
right.
The thing is, the further you go north in wintertime, the lower the sun is on the horizon,
right.
And it doesn't take too tall a tree to start blocking the sun. And if you
right.
don't got the sun, you don't got no power.
And again, the article says that there's been a drastic decline in the rate of installation, and we're going over some of the reasons of that. Let's go to Skype, where we've got Bad Slave calling in. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thanks. One of the problems with solar energy and actually any kind of more distributed energy systems is that it's really regulated against the people with smaller installations. They the nature of the public utility commissions everywhere, including New Hampshire, have been you know, in this mode of, you know, big, huge power plants, you know,
right.
even the nuke plants and all of that. Oh, that's much better than, you know, getting, you know, some wind or solar power, you know, locally. And I completely disagree. I think that that the right answer of a future very reliable power system is a very much distributed power system.
Agreed.
And that, you know, there, you know, wind and solar and small hydro and I don't know, generating, collecting sewer gases and whatever to, you know, make, turn a generator.
Right.
We had a thriving possibility of cogeneration of a home-sized cogen system, which made electricity and heat. And all of these things are, you know, if the PUC and the utilities, you know, took and wrapped their minds around the possibilities of these things, there would have been no limit to the solutions of the problems of providing power to the people.
I got to hop in here real quick, and
yeah.
This reminds me of books I've read and things like that, because I'm very much into the idea of alternative energy, and I'm not looking for government to come up with the solutions or to pay for it. I'm not asking you or Daryl or Heather to pay for my alternative energy so I can become energy independent at home.
Good, but I don't want to pay for you to be energy independent. I want you to pay for it yourself.
Exactly. But a lot of these ideas, and I'll say with the exception of solar, the idea of trapping gases and burning them and spinning a turbine to generate electricity or to use windmills, we saw that. That happened back in the 1900s and the 1910s, you know, when the idea of when electricity itself to be used this way was a new idea, you know, to light one's home, to power appliances, and just entrepreneurs and people tinkering around in their garage, you know, they're like, wow, you know, you run a motor backwards and it generates. Well, why can't I do that? And these small hydro things, I mean, we were experimenting with that stuff. And as I've looked into a lot of designs, particularly in like the micro hydro, the idea that you take a very small stream and generate some electricity from it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these designs go back to the 1800s.
Right. And I'm honestly surprised that there's not more of that micro hydro. It seems to me that all of the hydropower in the United States is this let's massively disrupt the flow of a river hydro instead of put a small generator up under the current.
That's funny you guys say that, because when I ran for state senate in Massachusetts back in 2014, one of the things I had suggested in addition to the bloom box, which I've mentioned before, was putting hydropowered turbines in the Cape Cod Canal.
Right.
And like off the coast of the islands, Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket, there's some of the strongest currents on the entire East Coast that are underwater that you could literally put one of the turbines there, and the currents were so strong that it could consistently produce enough energy to match hurricane force winds.
We'll hold you over. But the thing is all that stuff like had legs and it was getting done until we got energy monopolies and things like that, which squashes all competition.
Right, and this is where the whole distributed aspect comes in. There should not be a monopoly on the source of power. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about solar power.
Right.
And wind power and, you know, the possibility of, you know, having a bunch of different sources of production of electricity instead of this one-size-fits-all monopoly system to where some, you know, set of bureaucrats winds up saying, nope, you're the only person that can provide electricity. And, well, because coal's been around longer than solar, you're going to do it with coal.
Right.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. We go back to Skype where we've got Bad Slave calling in. Bad Slave, continue with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, so I want to say that, you know, we've got the grid, and I want to say that the grid as it sits is a good thing, that the infrastructure that we can all use to benefit all of us. You know,
I will disagree there.
I kind of see
because
what he's
saying.
Because
one of the problems with the grid, and Chris, I'm not sure where you were living about a decade ago.
Well, can I say a little bit more about it?
Yeah, finish your thought.
Hold on. I just want to explain why I think the grid is a bad thing, and then I'll let you finish. I think it was about a decade ago when there was that, some part of the grid went down on the East Coast, and all of Pennsylvania and parts of New York wound up losing power because the grid. Well, there are small towns in northern New York that aren't tied into the grid. They weren't affected.
It's not perfect, but I think go ahead and continue your thoughts, Colin.
Yeah, well, so I can counter that perfectly, Daryl. The fact is that the grid connects everyone, right? It doesn't just connect, you know, the big power companies to the small guy.
Right.
If we have a distributed power system, we can have many, many more breaks in the system that will allow the other parts to go down when there's some bad problem somewhere.
True.
And not affect the rest. I'm talking about a fully distributed power system that basically allows somebody that wants to make 5 kilowatts in their garage can do it, as well as 100 kilowatts or a megawatt,
right.
You know, in a small, you know, factory or something like that. And, you know, I mean, I've been hearing these stories, about a guy who just, he had this wonderfully operating old diesel engine making his electricity, and, you know, by the fuel that he was feeding it, it was way cheaper than, you know, grid power.
Right.
And he didn't even have enough of a feed because he was using so much power. And for some stupid reason, they shut him down and made him buy some other lesser machine, and just it caused all kinds of problems.
Right.
And it was just an intervention, you know, by government, as we're so all of us against, that was just interfering with people's, you know, ability to, you know, go forward and
right.
produce.
I think the analogy I like to use, and this is where I would like to see the quote grid go, it's more like the internet. You know, the internet started because a bunch of companies agreed on some standards, and they voluntarily agreed to use TCP/IP as a transmission protocol and an internet protocol, and it works more or less. It could work better. But right now, the way the grid exists today is it's haphazard. It's sort of a state-by-state monopoly, and then we have these interconnects between different regions and different areas that makes our grid system very fragile. And I say very fragile because there's a lot of people that have looked at it a lot more in depth than I have, but its susceptibility to electromagnetic pulse or to solar storms or to a terrorist attack where you take out a couple key substations and you've wiped out power for half the country. So, and all I'm saying in that is it's not perfect, but I agree wholeheartedly with your concept that we should have the freedom to either use or produce our own power. Why not? And if we can tie it into a system where we could, you know, sell back or make available excess to other people or rent out our space, why not? This is a free market solution. That's
right.
Not
and
a monopoly solution.
I think
solution.
The free market solution, and Bad Slave, thank you for the call. I think the free market solution, if there were an actual free market, there would be multiple grids. There would not be the grid.
There could be. There certainly could be. But the cost, that's the barrier. I mean, it's not like... Yeah, I consider it a pretty remarkable accomplishment. I also consider our road system a pretty remarkable accomplishment.
Right.
It was all done by, you know, various parts of government and a lot of private effort, too.
Right.
As was our electric system. But now here it exists, and it spans virtually the entire country. There's very few areas that don't have power, and you know, if communities wanted to beef up theirs a little bit, more
right.
power to them.
And again, I'll point to the towns in northern New York that are not part of the grid. They
right.
have their own grid, and when the rest of the East Coast lost their power, these municipalities did not.
Yeah, which is great, and I think people should be able to secede from the grid if they wish.
And let's go to Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, yes. I also wanted to add a little bit that all the Volvo cars will be all electric now. But the reason it's exciting that you're talking about energy.
Hold on. All cars are now electric?
No, Volvo cars will be electric.
Ah.
Is that correct, Sarah?
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
I didn't hear the Volvo part.
Yes, all the Volvo, but I called because a pedestrian was killed like 2 days ago here in Albuquerque, and they got, it was 10 o'clock at night. And did you know that here, when they get killed and run over by two different cars, by two different drivers? This one, yes, this happens like almost every other year. It was, it usually is the guy, but the first car runs them over, and then the second one finishes them off.
Well, I could see that happening sometimes, but I don't think you could say that happens all the time.
Well, she said every other year somebody winds up getting run over by two cars all the time.
Yeah.
Right, here in Albuquerque, not where you guys live over there. You know what I'm talking about? Over here, it's we're number one in hit and run. They also hit you and then run off.
If I lived in Albuquerque, I've come to the conclusion there's no way I am walking on your streets.
Sarah makes it sound like everybody that even, you know, like, looks at Albuquerque winds up getting run over by a car.
I'm going to buy a vehicle. I'm going to go to one of those Hollywood auctions and get something off of, you know, the set of Mad Max, and that's what I would drive in Albuquerque.
So, Sarah, what's your solution here? Ban automobiles? Ban pedestrians? Eliminate roads?
Well, you know,
give us a solution.
That I'm glad the what I worked is that all of the new Toyota cars will have auto sensor brakes, laser, sonic, or something, the cameras. A lot of the people like Toyota, so all of the new Toyotas will have auto sensor brakes pretty soon.
Right.
You know,
that's,
and the meanwhile,
if the market will support it, I'm all for it.
So, oh, yeah, well, that's a start. And then,
is your solution to mandate that every car have this stuff, or are you just, you know, encouraging the auto companies to follow Volvo and Toyota's lead?
Well, the thing is, I'm talking to the worldwide listeners that, you know, did you know that 1.3 million people were killed in auto crashes worldwide and 40,000 in the United States.
Right, but what's the solution? Give us a solution, Sarah. Give us a solution.
Yeah, I'm talking to the worldwide listeners. Let's get mobilized and say that, you know, we want computers in the cars. They're working on it. Let's hurry it up and put it out. I'm tired of hearing about it. They're planning to do it. Let's put it on. You know what I'm talking about? I know that, you know, that I'm so happy that the Toyota is going to step it up by end of this year, 6 more months, all the new cars are going to have it. That's what I want to hear. I'm talking about they're planning to do it. They're thinking about putting all the cars, the computers talk to each other where they could follow each other.
Sarah, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome here in the closing moments of Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in right now. We're talking about electricity, specifically the fact that apparently solar is on a decline. We'll get back into this article from the New York Times in just a second. But do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Well, join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and making governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why.
All right, so we've been talking about a large number of subjects tonight, but we have been focusing on energy.
Yes.
And that was our last caller who had talked about the grid and distributing energy, which
right.
is kind of the whole idea behind. You know, I think one of the original ideas behind, you know, doing solar at your house, you knew it was expensive. You knew you were going to make this big investment in solar panels, but you, in most parts of the country, you also knew that you were able to sell that excess power back to the power companies
right.
and defer your costs, which was kind of a cool idea. But, you know, this is whenever we have anything going on that is going to profit consumers or profit one party or another, you're going to have another party who's going to be lobbying government to do away with that. And in this case, we have the the lobbying groups for the major power utilities.
And the power utilities themselves.
Sure. Lobbying lawmakers to pass laws to prohibit the consumers from being able to sell power back to the power companies
right.
at retail
and,
rates.
Again, it should be reiterated that in most cases, the local power company has a government-issued monopoly.
Right.
And they're not happy that, you know, basically there's something akin to competition. It's not real competition.
But
there's
something dollars
akin to competition.
It's dollars flowing. And here's an analogy. They like their money to be like direct current. It only flows one way.
Yes.
The money flows into them. They don't like the idea of alternating current, where current goes both ways, where
Ooh.
Money's going back out and some's coming back in.
Nice electrical reference.
That's all right. I'm a geek. All right. We're going to continue on. And basically, early on a March morning in the Indiana state capitol, under a mural of Greek sun god Apollo, solar energy enthusiasts formed a committee hearing to defend the state's embattled solar policy. The school superintendent said that his underfunded district needed solar power to reduce energy costs. A local farmer pleaded that his pine tree nursery depended on power from his solar panels. A Baptist pastor said he was drawing energy from the sun as, quote, an expression of our love of God's creation, unquote. The coalition was fighting a losing battle. A week before the Indiana committee hearing, a group of utility lobbyists descended on the state house, handing out talking points that said credits for rooftop solar panels lead to higher rates for everyone else. They were there to support a bill sponsored by Senator Brant Hirschman that would roll back Indiana's net metering system by reducing the rate utilities paid to solar consumers for their excess electricity.
And let's look at this a slightly different way, and I'm surprised that it's not mentioned here that, you know, also if you're creating your own electricity, then that's less money that the power company is winding up getting, and if they want to keep their profit margins at the same rates, they have to raise rates on everybody else. So not only are they spending money to buy your excess energy,
sure,
they're having to raise the rates because they're not getting your money.
Yeah. It would be one thing if all these things were happening in a free market. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because then the power company could say, well, I'm not going to pay you retail for that. I've got plenty of power already, but since you're hooked up to the grid, we'll give you
a
wholesale rate, or I'll give you 10 cents on the dollar or something like that for any excess that you contribute, and you can work a deal. And some people are going to say, you know what? Still worth it. Still going to do solar.
There would probably be people that say, don't give me anything. Just take it. I've got no use for all this extra energy.
Right.
Just take it.
Right, but those are the things that could evolve if we did not have these monopolies in place, and if we didn't have regulations at the state and federal level that are dictating how what should be a voluntary interaction between two consenting parties gets done. And,
right.
And to the point where they're setting the rate. Go ahead.
Like, in a free market or whatever, like, can capitalism, right, where, like, there's a monopoly on something in a free market, like, what's the public solution to that?
There is, in a truly free market, there shouldn't be monopolies. You'll have companies that can become extremely large, and the example I like to use is Microsoft. You know, Microsoft was sued under antitrust laws left and right for being successful.
Right.
They just happened to do something so well that everybody pretty much bought it, and then they started to package their own other products into it.
Do you all think that capitalism, like, can have its downfalls?
Well, it depends on where you're standing, and everybody, I think, at some point is going to have an issue with the idea of a free market. And I'll use free market instead of capitalism.
Right.
Because sometimes it doesn't work in their favor. Sometimes they have to pay more than they wanted to for
right.
a product.
Having a free market does not guarantee that everybody's going to be a winner. It just guarantees that everybody has an equal opportunity.
Right. It's a pretty fair system. You know, you may not always like the outcomes, but if they apply equally to everybody, and you don't have government there saying, we're going to give this company a leg up because we like what they do. We like their message, or
we like Walmart, so
right.
we're going to give them this large piece of property that used to be a shopping mall, and we're going to waive all of the property taxes for the next 10 years. And we're going to wind up giving them this benefit and this benefit and that benefit.
And a new car.
And then 10 years
later. You're on the Price is Right.
Right?
And then 10 years later,
we pay,
Walmart
Blanco.
Winds up leaving because, well, now they've got to pay property taxes and right. this and that and the other thing. And meanwhile, during that 10 years that they were functioning without having to pay property taxes, all of the nearby businesses went out of business because Walmart was able to artificially lower their prices.
Right. They had an unfair advantage.
That's not a free market.
No, it absolutely isn't. And we talk about that term, and all we can do, and I'm saying this, other than in very small circumstances, working with your neighbors and things like that.
Right.
Most people have never experienced a free market.
Right.
They have never participated in a free market other than, you know, maybe you bought some eggs from your neighbor who's got some chickens.
I think the closest most people have ever come to a free market, and most people don't realize this is a free market, farmer's market.
Yeah, it's a great
you
example.
You go to a farmer's market, that is the closest thing you are going to find to a free market.
Right. Except... Except oftentimes the farmers markets are run by the town who charges the renters a fee set by government, which
right.
may be extraordinarily high.
Right, and I didn't say it was a free market. I said it's the closest you are going to come.
I'll go with you on that. That's a good example, Daryl.
You know, and possibly maybe your next door neighbor has some chickens and he sells some eggs occasionally.
Yeah.
And, you know, even without you or him realizing it, there's a regulation that says as long as you're not doing it as your primary source of income, you can
right.
sell less than like $50,000 worth of you know, home.
Right. And that's what's so insane is that to participate in a free market, you have to follow regulation.
Right.
That's where we're at. And New Hampshire, I think, has a lot of laws that do sort of protect. There's a lot of laws that are written, like if your total dollar volume is less than X number of dollars, then you don't
right.
have to follow any of these regulations.
I think it's $25,000 for having a farm at home.
Or foods or kitchens or things like that.
There's no, well, the food stuff is going to be regulated by local ordinance, and I know because...
In some areas.
You know, right. They've put cease and desist against some of my friends for selling me a hamburger, but there's no business taxes as long as you're under $50,000 in New Hampshire. Things are a lot better here than they are in a lot of the country. That's it for tonight. We're always online at freetalklive.com.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. But nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.